Shabura Sukkatan Aleph, Rishon Gimel Sukkatan Aleph. So we have the Kira, which is made like a Kedera, Rishabson Alpia, Begamasechot Geshmokum Lahamid Kedera. Or you could put the over here, it functions like an oven, and then you can put it inside as well. Mojala Hashes, Bimithama Garabloi, Elamisham Roy, Lashmeno, Isra, Bimithama Viafaloi, Afilo Alpia. So really, we could have. And even though it's inside, which is maybe more, we'll see later on, in certain cases, it's more chomer. By kira, even when it's inside, some, which according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's the only case which is mutter, it's mutter even inside. So why does the Shulchan Aruch discuss on top, the chiddush is the other way around, that on, even though it's on top, it's not inside, and it's fully cooked, the type of yafaloi is usur. That's why we have that case. Okay. Fine. So it depends like this. If it was heated, the gefes of etim and huska, mashum the kol ahani avi gecholim, machshin Hashem yechata behem. So these things, when you light them, what happens is you end up with. There is significant material there which will develop into a function like coals. What is gefesh? The same thing is true by the pselus of sesame seeds. Okay. The gam hem b'chlal gefesh and iskav mishnah. Come on, simmeration zayin sifkim olinyan hatmana. Okay. So that he points out, but that's a Rashi. So when I tell you that pshat is Rashi. Okay. The same thing would be true if you would use actual charcoal, or you would use the glovum of an animal burn. They're definitely carbon material. When they dry them out, they burn. Actually, there are places in the world where that's what they use. Okay. So you want to put, it's also to put on these things at time, shul mikodyam, litin lab, wodinim hoyun osun. If, furthermore, it's not only is it an issue to put it there, but if it was there already, sarach lasalak kashigiz manachashaych. It's not an issue on the mice of putting it there, the issue is on the state of being, of having it there when Shabbos starts. So if it's there beforehand, you must remove it before the, when the Zman comes, when he's bashakot sarach, or ibn sabba v'yafalim. You need to remove it if it wasn't fully cooked, or even if it was fully cooked, if it was in some of it, you must remove it. So here you have that the Isser is not the act of putting it there, the Isser is the state of being there. So one of the questions which we'll talk about later on is, let's say, argument take for leaving food on the electric stovetop, or some type of that, which has a timer that it should go on Shabbos. Right? So I'm not doing anything at all. Yeah, but the issue over here is not the issue over here is not the doing. The issue of this is the state of being. So it has to. So even if I didn't do it at all, but it's there is the problem. Right? So you would have to figure out that the idea that it should have. Well, I'll put my hot water and coffee into my coffee maker before Shabbos. With a timer that it goes on the 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I have a hot, fresh brewed cup of coffee Shabbos morning. I didn't do anything, right? But it wasn't cooked before Shabbos, right? So it's a kind of situation of equivalent of shahia, right? Or worse, and the issur is being there, not doing.
And it's an issur at shahia or any time on Shabbos that it was. The case thing, it's not really
right.
At Shkia, nothing's really happening. But we know something will happen later. That's still enough of a problem.
Would you have to take it beforehand? No, you probably have to take it before the thing goes on. Not, you don't have to take it at Shkia.
Another question. Mitzvah make for Rabo. So if it left them long enough, it's going to dry up and be bad. But right. If you know it's going to dry up and be bad, but you pull it off before it gets bad, is that a problem?
Yeah, it's just a problem. Right now it's Misama V'yafaloi. Right now it's Misama V'yafaloi, even though eventually it will become Misama V'ra'aloi. But right now it's Misama V'yafaloi is also.
Well, then I suppose anything eventually is going to dry up and be bad.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So that doesn't help you. Right now, it's a yavaloi, it's also.
So then I don't understand why you're telling us this.
Huh?
I don't understand why you're telling us this. All right. It's not an objective situation. The point is, if you pull it off before while it's still good, you're over.
No, I'm saying if the case before Shabbos already reached the state of Mishabbos,
then you have to
leave it there.
Right.
Okay. So you can't leave it there unless it's Nisbash called Tzarchoi and it's Mishabbos called Tzarchoi. Behind the Kibbush of Karan Nisbash of the Gamri, Ashim Tisbash of Yosef Tisamit raw, it's so cooked that if you continue the cooking, it will just make it dry out. Well, Hashin and Lakatuye, we're not worried the person's going to come and stir it up, because why would we want to do that? And therefore, Mutna Lilo Oz the Chachil, you're allowed to Chachil and put it there to have this arrangement going into Shabbos. Okay. The time of Rala, Pirish Kodar Shalom, Otsev, Kishayavish, Miniskavit, Machos Rebbe Bishop, anything which the person would be distressed by the fact that it dries out and it's starting to shrink. Because of it's cooking so much, or means continuing to cook and it is drying out, etc. But he wants that. Okay. Okay. So now there's a heter of Oshahu Chai. It wasn't cooked at all. But Davka Basar, this heter only applies to meat. Basar Chai Shiyev Shal Hisbar Shal Tzarech Hasunas Halayla, because meat takes a long time to cook. If it's totally raw, it's not going to be ready for the night suit anyway, so it's obvious that your intent wasn't to use it for the night suit, it was for the morning suit. Well, if that's your intent, why should you be Mechata? It's a waste of your time, because it's going to cook during that time anyway. There's no potential temptation for the person to be mechata, because he gets no benefit out of it.
Well, you come morning and you see it's not quite the way you expected or wanted. You might do it then. Why aren't we afraid of that?
We assume that over the night time, the normal way that it would be cooked overnight time.
Can I go back just for a minute? Back to Zion. It's still buzzing. So it says it's cooked so much that. So you can put it on.
Right.
But what if if you leave it there a long time, it's going to dry up and be bad, but you're putting it there just to keep warm, and you're going to take it off and eat it before it's not long.
So that
would be okay.
Why would it be okay? But right now, it's definitely.
Right now, it's cooked completely.
But cooked completely is not enough. It has to be Mesama Rodala. Right now, it's not Mesama Rodala. So the person might want to stir it up, because meanwhile whatever the heat's doing right now is not affecting it negatively,
right?
So I might be mechata to get more heat.
You're really editing what you said. So you're saying he's going to leave it there until it's supposed to make Ravo.
No, it's already reached that stage
before Shabbos.
So therefore you're allowed to put it in the chachila, because as you're leaving it there, right, so it's Mishabbos Ravo.
Otherwise, you can play games. Yeah.
So, what are you doing with it? It's right. You're not going to eat it. So
stay warm.
Didn't say you're not going to eat it. You'd feel bad the fact that it's drying out. But
if you play with a fire, it's going to cook even more and get ruined. If you just leave it, it's staying warm.
Okay.
Something which is cooked easily, the fact that it's roaring now, it doesn't make it mutter, because, yes. That's something which maybe needs a little more cooking to be available for the Friday night meal, and he would be mechatz. The same thing that the Shulchan Aruch says, even one piece makes it mutter, means one piece of meat. Shulchan Aruch has not cooked at all. That allows you to put it immediately before Shabbos, because. If you put it earlier, it's also why the Kodesh Bashal Ksaskar of Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, it's partially cooked already. Therefore, if you have to take it off, unless it was fully, it had reached the stage of being fully, at least it reached the stage of fully cooked, and it's on Burdah, Pashas. It wasn't the special cloud. And I feel the hukhim atav shanami mutal hashesir bulagrin shem yechata kim the etzim abishol any special cloud. It warmed already, but it has not started cooking. So the first stage of the putting the item on the fire, it might take a little while, just it's just warming up. It's not really cooking yet. That doesn't bother us. Okay, so why is this usur? If it was only partially cooked, but not fully cooked, or even fully cooked, but it's not yafalai, it's usur because we're chashinin, shem yechad. Lamar bishula k'nei lecho b'layla, k'nei shehem yitzav v'yafal. Either he wants to finish cooking so it should be available for the night meal, or even if it's fully cooked, but he might want to mechata, then it should be mistama v'yafalai for the night meal. Okay. That's what we're afraid of. So what's the hate? So the hate only is goruf or kotzu. Goruf is shahotzi v'menuli. He took it out chutz the kira. So it's not enough to put it to the side. You have to take it out. I could picture the idea of you move it to the side. You're sweeping. You're moving the coals. You're sweeping the coals to the side. And so what it means? It means totally removed from the kira. But the mezeh became mekotam afilu rak special ksas. So once you have grufa or ketuma. So then it's mutter, even not only in a case where it's fully cooked, but even in a case where it's not fully cooked, it's mutter. Shekiza gecholim, he covered the coals. Hanu kol gecholim, you have to cover all of them. It's not enough to cover part of them. Okay? You don't have to make this very thick layer that push it, you can't see any of the coals. As long as it's a thin layer and you can notice the coals beneath it, etc., but if there's a thin layer, that's mutter. I feel a hoover achakach shori. And the Morse says not only that, but even if the coals on their own were aroused to become more active. So now it's sort of like your process of covering it with the ashes has been ineffective. No, you did your responsibility of ketima, and that's all you have to do. Even if they're made out of rosin wood, which is a very hard wood, it takes a very long time. It burns a very, very long time. So putting ashes on top of it would not cause this fire really to go out. So if the goal is to put out the fire, it doesn't work. The answer, that's not the goal. The goal is to create some type of a hecker. And therefore, even though I'm talking about coals, which have lasted a very long time, this is still a valid way of dealing with it. And what Tom calls that? Give me the little daita, should the boy look at call it? Saki, by showing that he's covering it, he's willing to cover it, he's indicating that it's not so important to him. And therefore, that's enough. The Bavari laws also the Chutzim, we're not worried that he's going to be Mechata anymore. Oidi, so the Morse says over there another point. Gecholim she'omamu. What is omamu? Hano she'hilch shach ksas marisen. They darken. So your coals, your wood, it's burning reddish, and now it's going like blackish, grayish. So Rei Hein Kiktuma says that functions the equivalent of putting ash on top of it. But Tom, why is that true? You didn't put anything on top of it. So what's the logic? The Kim Lechoshes Lelaboysen Shol Yeamamu Yeumamu Muchamil says Eno Makud Bechituya. So the normal person in that state, when the coals get to that state, you rake up the coals, and they become the fire becomes active again. And he chose not to do that, so he's showing that it's not so important to him. So that will give you the equivalent heter of covering it with ash, because he's generating the same level of statement, not important to me. Okay, but we pointed out that you may put the pot next to it. Even though you can't put it on top, you may put it next to it. Well, listen, look. Now, right now we're talking about the din of shehiyah is mutter to do, put it next to the oven, excuse me, next to the stove, from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos. That's smicha's mutter. But v'hatz b'shabbos, I also feel b'smicha, but to return it there, so you can't return on top of the fire. So putting it next to the fire is also problematic. You cannot do chazara there. Rak this rashi is a muskim b'sayim se beis. So we said the muskim afilu chazara api fadim avurim v'sayim beis. Okay, that's what some say. Who is this some over here? He says that this is Kveger in the Magen Avraham. But avukamer chanim cholkem avzev daitem chazara v'sficha mutter l'chul yam. No, chazara is mutter. Not only is Chazar Mutter, but not only is Shehir Mutter, and Chazar is Mutter, but even the scene of the Chavkila is Mutter. So Chazar is an item which was there before Shabbos on the fire. You take it off for a few moments, you want to put it back on the fire. It's fully cooked. Right? So you say, one second, you know, somebody walking right now, just see you putting a pot on the fire. You say, no, since it was there beforehand, most people will be aware of it, they'll assume it's just it's a continuation. Right. But someone which was not there beforehand, putting it on Shabbos, that's clear, even though it's fully cooked and there's no bishul, b'klal, nothing is happening, clearly there's a mara sign. People see you putting something on the fire, they say, well, what are you doing? Right? So, can I do the scene of the chavkila in the case of smicha, next to the kira? He's saying something, even that is mutter. Now, you will need the other conditions of that shouldn't be a bishul problem. So what makes something not a bishul problem? A, it's fully cooked. And B, we have a halacha that by liquids, even though they're fully cooked, if they dry, if they cool off, you say yes, bishul or bishul. By solids, you don't have a problem bishul. It's fully cooked. What you do have, the gabi hilchus chazora, we'll see the next sif. If the side of the heter of chazora is, we look at it, it's not a new action, putting it there, it's a continuation of the previous action. So if this item cooled to the extent that original action of having this item on the fire became no longer true, because the heat that it put into the food is no longer there, so then it's like in the scene of the chachil. Now it's like you're starting anew. The heter is only to put it back. So we say, okay, what's the difference of putting it back? Well, you didn't let go. Okay? Well, you planned to do it. Well, it didn't cool off. So again, it's all these are ways to say that it's not really a new scene, it's just a continuation of the previous scene. But if it cooled off, or you put it down, or you didn't plan to put it back, so it means you took it off, that story ended, and now there's a new story, you're putting a challenge you can't do. We'll see more about that in the next step. So he says you wouldn't need over here, so it functions as an act of chazara, but as far as this pot is concerned, the fire is as if it's covered because it's not on top of the fire, it's next to the stove. Okay. He says it's much to put a kedera tezayin. And Hogam can I feel on his bashal shlish. So you can do smicha, even though it wasn't a third cooked. The kibun the enel was semich lomay b'chutz. He's not putting it on; he's just putting it next to it. L'chomer haikira migrufa k'tuma hanal d'mutter shama hashal afilo lo nispashal kleishlish. So I told you by kira grufa and k'tuma, you're allowed on top of there. You're allowed to put something there which is not cooked even a third. So now what about next to it? So next to it is not more chomer than top of it when it's garf and katum. So now let's think it through. In case of katum, that makes sense. Right? Bets of the ashes are there. You've done some type of hacker which reminds you that don't make any mistakes. And now I'm allowed to leave this pot there from before Shabbos, even though it's not even a third cooked. It started to cook, but not even a third yet. And he might forget himself. No, he won't, because he right? So what's the solution from that to the case of smicha? The answer is very simply. People don't cook by smicha, they cook on top. So that also functions like, well, I'm not going to come to mechata because, like, one second, why am I cooking over here not on top? Because it's, oh, because you know, so that itself will act as a reminder. So even though it's already, it's cooked, it's not raw, but it hasn't cooked a third, it'll be mutter b'smicha. Okay. Fine. You're allowed to put it next, nearby, not on top. Even though it's quite hot there, it's hot to the point of the lettuce bun. But if the kira was heated, the kash or the vava, then it went to the hashas aleil. Within the circle, they came in the group, you could put it inside also. There's all in general, cooking inside was a stronger cooking. Cooking on top was a little bit further away from the heat, etc. We're saying over here a kula that it was mamish heated. You didn't do grufa, you didn't do ketumah, you just put. But since this stuff doesn't really last, so what's not getting out now, you want to come afterwards and put it on top or put it inside the oven. There'd be no difference, even though it's not grufa ketumah. We're not worried about chitay. Why? Why are we not worried about chitay? Shemiyad shekola hashalhev is kola gama kachelus. In other words, by coals, you have a period of time where there's flames coming up from them, and eventually they settle down to just these whispering coals with no active fire. Right? So I want to be mechata to get an active fire again. Over here, coals mine, it's lit, and there's the fuel there, the straw, so it produces a flame. If it's not producing a flame, there's no coals either. Right. So what do you mean mechata? When there's a flame, who needs mechata? When there's no flame, there's nothing in mechata. So that's why kashi, what was mutter, even though it's not grufa and not katuma, it's mutter. And we skipped this one more. Let's see if the Mishapur is on the part that we skipped two. Which again was on page 42. And we'll be looking at Sifkat Lama Zayin. Okay, so there the Mechara brought a second, the sheet of Hananya, that you don't need fully cooked in Mitzvah V'raloi, even if it's not fully cooked, as long as it's cooked in Mitzvah with your soy, it's mut. Okay, Lamazai. So the kibbutz is partial. Shabroi lechol ayadechak. Mice, it is cooked. It's not raw. It is cooked to the point that people who have need would eat it as such. So lechol mechos shem yechata. They're not worried of a person going to mechata. Person sees the food is not edible, he's going to be so flustered, might come to stir the coals. The food is edible. It's just not to your liking. Right, so that we could argue that that's not this sheet of holds that that's mutter. Kima shavroi lechila lama yichata mechinam. Lekashar fila be'ena grufa ketumah. Therefore, according to this sheet of Chananya, even though it's not grufa, not ketumah, since it's a third cook, mice it is edible. You're not going to be so running to be mechata to make it more edible. When would you need grufa ketumah? It was not even cooked a third. Or you need it to be grufa ketumah for chazor. The Mexican mavashal imanet grufa. That is a different problem. Not al shem yechata. The Rashi, what's this chazor? This chazor is not because shem yechata. This looks like you're cooking. So if it's garfa katan, it doesn't look like you're cooking. Like, why would somebody cook on this type of stuff? So people say, that's not cooking. Obviously, it must be that this is something else. But if it looks like a regular stove with the fire and the whole thing, and he's putting it there on Shabbos, and what are you doing? So that's not going to be much. It looks like cooking. So garfa katan, by shehiya, the yisod of the hefter is it acts as a reminder not to be mechatzer. Because the Isser of Shehiyah is not because of a concern of what it looks like. It's a concern of what you might do. You might be mechatzet. This is a reminder not to be mechatzet. By chazorah, the issue is not because what you might do. This is a chazorah, the act itself looks like cooking. And we need to put certain things in place to remove it from, like, it's perceived by people to be a continuation of the previous act and not a new nesina. That's why you need to be under that, the haxor, etc. But you also need, in conjunction with the fact that you're putting in a place which is not really a normal place to cook, because it's garden or cook. So people will, you want to do chazorah, you need to have that, that this will be some way to diminish this misperception that people are having. Right. So take a look at the Sharatim. Lamed Zayin. He says this is the Rashi and Ran. The Rashi and Ran both said the issue over here is the Mesik and Mavashal, not the Kashem Yechad. The Sefer HaYosher Isa, but there's a Sefer called Sefer HaYosher, which the assumption is. There's a Sefer HaYosher which the Rebbe Tam wrote. There's two volumes. One is Shalosh Tshuvos, one is Chiddushim and Shas. There's a third one which is Musar. That's not clear if it's also the Rebbe Tam or not. That's debatable. But anyway, the Sefer HaYosher for the Rebbe Tam, for the halacha part, is clearly the Rebbe Tam. The copy in the group, he says, Mishum the Kishanar, the Menaish, Pomim Shemitsinanis Ksas, Mishin Hashem Yechatim, because of Rosu. So even by Chazorah, the Isra is not because Mexican Bavashal, like Rashi says, it's also Chashash Hashem Yechatim. So what does that mean? Why is there Hashem Yechatim in conjunction with the Chazorah? Because the point is, when you take it off, the coals are more open, and they're going to cool off more, and then the fire is going to go die down because etc. And when you come to put it back, you say, "Wow, the fire's got out a lot." He might come to stir it up when he puts the pot back. That's how the Sefer Yosher understands. If it's cooked from the soy, Yeshar Mechatzi Bishul, Yeshar Mechatzi Bishul. This is because we shown him. Whether the definition of Magma Nisroi is Chatzi Bishul or the definition of Shlish Bishul, which is a more kula. Shachanor Kamam Simresh Nadal Sebei Sosim Chatzi Bishul. There he says, he just speaks about Chatzi Bishul and that's all he mentions. So the Chara, he's indicating that he's not passing like Rashi Shita, because close to Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam says Magma Nisroi is half, Rashi says it's a third. If I recall correctly, maybe all around. I think pretty sure that's the way it goes, right? So over there, he just mentions Chatzi Bishul. He's passed the Rama. Okay. Welcome to the Chatzi Bishul. In the case of B'shas Adchak, maybe we can rely on the opinion of a third cooked. Okay. Or it's Mutter Nisbashik Kol Tzarcha Mistamav Yafaloi. You can put agabi kira, or even agabi taner, and that's our minute. Okay. Lamed tesafilu. No, we didn't do that yet. Okay, so that's what we got. That's what we've done. The Mishabura is on the part of the Shulchan Aruch we've done so far. Let's go back. I want to show you a bir aloch at the beginning of the siman. So we said there's a head of kiddush yasa, the more first a raw pot. In Russia. So the Mishnah points out when you put it there, right? In that situation of its mutter, it's only if you put it there right before some of the shkia mamash. You can't put it earlier in the day because by the time Shabbos comes, then it'll be partially cooked. You have to put it. The head of kiddush yasa means you must put it there right before Shabbos. What's the longest? We said because. Clearly, you don't want it for Friday night because it's not going to have enough time to cook. So obviously, you want it for Shabbos morning. Well, Shabbos morning is going to cook. Whether you stir up the coals or not, it's going to cook anyway. So what's the motivation to stir up the coals? So what about a case where there is nothing which is actively indicative, but the fact is you have no intent to stir up this food tonight? So can we create the heter of kiddush yasa? And a person plans to use it for Shabbos morning, he has no motivation whatsoever to want to be mechata, and therefore it's mutter to leave it there. So that's the real law it deals with. On the page Chav, Ahashoy Soy Aleha. So he adds the tzarech halayla, the kenel lashon haTorah. The Torah adds in the words the tzarech halayla. You can't leave it there to use it for Friday night. Therefore, if the individual's intent is not to use it for Friday night, he only plans to eat this food Shabbos morning. Some person say that's mutter. The same way by case of kinu chiyosu, you're not going to be mechata because it's not going to help anyway. It's not going to be cooked by Friday night. So over here, you're not going to be mechata because you have no intent to use it b'layla. That's the matirim hol. By day, it's going to happen. It's going to cook anyway. And by night, you have no intent to use it. So I'm not going to be for the night. If I plan to use it for the day, that's what they hope. So there's such a shita. However, we do not accept that shita l'maisa. By the case of chiyasa, you're not going to change your mind. You may be here to change your minds. You know, wow, this stuff is really cooking well. Let's stir it up a little more and be fully cooked. And we can serve it as a dish tonight. Ah, you're planning to give it for tomorrow. So you'll give something else for tomorrow. Right? Not mukhra. We're afraid he might change his mind. There's no group of ketumah, and now he's planning to use it on Friday night, and he has no group of ketumah. He might come to mechata. Okay, so that's in the chachil. Ella shebidiyavad yishes emachazeh. Rachel he rogel asuskein kamam and say some gimel sevalu vako yinat mono. I'm in a case where I'm not going to tell you the chachila to rely on this hetzer to put it there to use it for Shabbos morning. I'm not going to tell you that, but a case where you did so, we're not going to tell you have to take it off. We said before that the issue here is the state of being a being there, so we're going to tell you to take it off. But we're not going to tell you that. Fine, it's there. So sign is it. Right? We'll be separate on the sheet in that situation to let you keep it. But to do it regularly, that's already, you're establishing that's like, you're clearly publicizing that you're going like this, and that's not that's incorrect. Okay. That's one thing I want to show you. Fine. Let's go back and start filling in the blanks. Maybe we'll fill in one. We'll do one piece worth. So we're looking at the Ramah, the Haggah, on page 40 at the bottom. This is going to be the first Haggah. Okay. Shekir is a matim zu etzel zu. So you have a kira which has two tops. All right, and they're matim. They're a pair. There's a cheres b'neim, and there's this wall of cheres between the two of them. V'achas grufa k'tumah, v'shniyah ena grufa k'tumah. One of them, there's this fire in this part, and there's fire in this part. This part, he raked out all the coals, he pulled out all the coals, he swept out all the coals. This part, he didn't. So now I have a situation where really I'm allowed to do shehiyah on this part, but when I do shehiyah on this part, I'm being somuch to that part, which is not Gorfa Kotel. He said, that's not a problem. Simichah is not a problem. It's still not a problem because it's not what you normally cook. All over here, that's like, you can't say that either. So, the fact that next to it is an Ena Gorfa Kotel does not preclude you from relying on the fact that this is Gorfa Kotel, and I may put it there. Abisha Moisef Hevel, Mishena Gorfa Kotel, even though the one that the nature of what's here is some of the heat will come from the other side and help cook it as well. So it is, as it were, connected to the ana grufa k'tuma. That's not a problem. When you're putting it as grufa k'tuma, rather it's near an ana grufa k'tuma, that's what we said. There's definitely sheet that's mutter. So the Rambam is saying that's mutter. Okay. That's the first go of the Ramah. I'll let you see the Mishmaros on that, and then we'll stop. Okay. I guess your test. Yeah. No, your test was before. I didn't do that. Test one was before. I'm sorry. So we said that it's mutter. So if it's hokus b'kasha gov, it's mutter, even though it's not garfa katu. Fishein b'chashash shkita shmiyad shakol. No, we did this already. Okay. So we said the case of the shtek yiris is mutter, even though it's added heat from the anum, the part which is not garfa katu. Abisha moisim hap. Pirish b'kira agrufa. There's heat intensifying in the part which is garuf from the part which is not garuf. Therefore, that should make the whole thing less not grufa, like it's not grufa. So this not only is a mutter to do shehiyah in that situation, but on Shabbos you can do chazar. We said if you do chazar, you require garfa kata. Well, what I'm putting is garfa kata, but right next to it is not. Okay, so right next to it is not, but right where I'm putting it, it is. It's adding heat. Game is done. That's what we're saying right there. That's not important. It's not significant. So, not only can you do shehiyah, you can even do chazar. Chav aleph. Okay. Let's hold it here, and we will catch them tomorrow night.